In this gospel snippet, I want to say a few words on 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31. Paul, writing to the Corinthians, says this, "Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Now, strictly speaking, you might say this is not a word to be addressed to unbelievers to bring them to salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ, but I don't agree. Let me explain. First of all, it's a word to me as a preacher. I am a professing believer in the Lord Jesus. And Paul's word comes to me. I must do all to the glory of God. Preaching and teaching, doing this video now, it must be for the glory of God. When I write, when I publish, whatever I do, I must do all for the glory of God. So why am I preaching the gospel? Well, for your everlasting salvation, I make no bones about it. I really want you, listening to me, watching me now, to be converted to the Lord Jesus Christ and to be saved, everlastingly saved from your sins. Of course I do. I know the blood of Christ alone can wash you from your sins. I know the righteousness of Christ alone can clothe you. And I know it will make you everlastingly happy to be saved and washed from your sins. And unless you are saved, you will everlastingly perish. So I want you to be saved. But why? For your sake? Is that the prime motive? Surely it must be for the glory of God. God designed this plan of salvation. God the Father designed it. God the Son came and accomplished it by his life and then by his death on the cross and his resurrection and ascension and his intercession now for his people and his coming again. And the Holy Spirit is applying the work of Christ through the preaching of the gospel, even through little video clips like this. The triune God must be glorified. It is his work from beginning to end. Salvation is of the Lord. And it must be for his glory, and that must be why I preach. And that must be why you should be saved. Oh, it will be your everlasting happiness and joy to know peace with God forever, the blood of Christ to have washed you, the righteousness of Christ to have clothed you, but above all for the glory of God. And I tell you this, my friend, if you will not repent and receive Christ, God will still get the glory on you. Oh, yes, even in your judgment. But now is the day of grace. Now is the time of gospel salvation. Now is the opportunity. Now is the time to be saved. And there is glory to God, not only in your judgment, and I don't want that, but what I do want is the glory of God in your salvation. And that's why I do this gospel snippet now. I plead with you to be saved. Yes, for your own salvation and your own everlasting bliss and happiness, but thereby to glorify God forever. That must be the great motive. Glory to God in the highest. Let that be the praise. Let that be the name. Let that be the honor. Let that be the glory given to God, the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And may your salvation be to his glory. Even now, I urge you, trust Christ, and so glorify God in your salvation. Amen.